Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, Brian Bland. We're talking about the language of Sasquatch, the spiritual Sasquatch. Sasquatch speaks, and there's structures, and there's mind speak, thought placement, kind of the same thing, right? Maybe a little different, and glyphs. And what we're doing right now with Brian is he had given us some pictures, and we have them on our website at coasttocoastam.com. It's in the featured area there. And Brian is telling us about those. Now, Brian, of course, we're not video here. So if you can kind of go through some of these a little bit quicker and just give us kind of, you know, what to look for and what it's amazing. I love hearing this from you because you actually painted a picture of what that last glyph was of you and your girlfriend in the tent and what they saw. That was really cool.
Yeah, but I've also seen it other times. That was a really dramatic one that was personal to me because it was a picture of what we were doing. But I've also seen them do that with other people that they were watching. So it's something that they do. So, yeah, it really is really cool. So
it is.
Maybe I've got some good stories or whatever. I can maybe just go through these quickly. Like you said, probably people are not even following along, are they?
Oh, they will. Don't you worry about it. This is interesting stuff. They absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
No,
we have the best people in the world. Yeah, well, let's go a little briefer. So on image two, I noticed that there's little twigs and they're, like you said, they're peeled, which really does brighten it up against all the rest of the grass and the terrain. And that they actually use, I mean, there's a piece of bark, there's the peeled twigs, and then there's even a leaf.
Yeah, well, that's like, that was really like, when I saw that, like, I don't want you to think I'm a crybaby here or whatever, but you can get pretty emotional with them. They can open up all your heart and a lot of your emotions. And when I saw that, it was such a personal message because if you look at a few as we go along and try to get through them quickly and then tell some stories or something.
So we're...
can you see there's an X and an A kind of combination? Can you see that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, the A means... from the clan of Ari, or Arishna is his proper name, but I always call him Ari. And then the X is friendship, welcome. So that was left there. And I mean, the bark is almost like, it's almost like a floral arrangement. And then the fern and whatever, it was like, you know, like a floral arrangement, wood style or whatever, like just a gift kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's extremely interesting because if you don't know to look for them and somebody doesn't point them out to you that knows about them, you would just keep on walking by.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't notice
it. I probably got literally, and you know, because I was taking hundreds of pictures a day sometimes, I probably got 10,000 more flip pictures and related and whatever. And so I put some of the better ones, or some of the ones that have kind of a common theme, but they're really diverse. Some of them are like complete sentences even, you know, like, and they'll even be signed by the clan person who wrote it. I mean, they're quite intricate when you get into them. But anyway, well, can we go to number three?
Because there's number three looks very 3D-ish.
It is, and there's a really neat story here, and hopefully I can tell it quick. So my friend quite a ways.
What area is this in? Because it's sand. What area are you? Where was
this? Well, we're in the lower mainland of British Columbia, you know, about 50 miles east of Vancouver kind of thing. And, you know, this is actually by a little river kind of thing. So there's a little sand and river rock and stuff there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And completely surrounded by woods and, you know, just a beautiful place to be. But in any event, so my friend and I, we came up to this, and it, you know, obviously looks exactly like it is. It's propped up there so beautifully. And once again, as you can notice, Connie, it's got the XDA, friendship, welcome, from the clan of RE. But look at to the left. You see the little XA that is done with the little twigs, and it's
Yes, I do.
You see that?
Yes.
Okay, so... So, and this was the cool thing, too, and you would probably think that this was like the big kicker of the whole day, but actually, you know, it was a lesson. But that day, so anyway, we both saw that, and then all of a sudden, to our left, my friend and I were, Randy Brisson and I, we both look to our left and we see in the woods, like we see who I think was RE, and he's probably a good 12 feet or bigger, 12 or 13 feet, and just huge.
Oh.
I mean, so thick, and I could see his bulk and everything. I mean, he looked huge.
You could see his what?
400 pounds. I don't know how big he would be, but absolutely huge. And he was like a big, black, solid shape. Like he was just in the last maybe stage of uncloaking or something, because I've seen him in different kinds of stages. And I could absolutely see every detail of, like, a fingers, girth, how big he was, everything, except it was almost like a black image. But in any event, so as we watched him, he just went from left to right, like, whoosh, right across from left to right, like, almost on an escalator. So smooth, no head bob, and it was just like, it was surreal and supernatural kind of, right?
Yeah.
It was, yeah. And then, and quite fast, but, you know, and then this was the kicker, what I was going to tell you, whatever, you would have thought that would be the kicker, but, you know, that was the first time I had actually seen one. Well, I guess, maybe not. I guess if you want, but actually seeing one out in the woods. And
so if that's not
like,
the kicker,
wow, you know, what? This is amazing, but it's not the end all.
Yeah.
All the lessons or whatever that brought me up to this point are really what's important. This was just kind of like a cherry on top, but it still felt really, really neat and absolutely surreal, but still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, people that are still even very new to the Bigfoot world, as well as even people that have been into it for a while, you still take it down another avenue. One of the things that, and to you, it's very normal when you say some of these things, and it's like, I want to pull you back and go, wait, whoa, you got to explain this. I find it interesting, a whole lot of the things you said, but one of the things is, a lot of people will say that they will see these gliding by, and when they do glide by, where their heads do not move or bob, and they just glide, like you were talking about, like being on an escalator, they also don't make any noise at that point, and these are big, tall, heavy creatures. So I wonder what that is. Do you have any idea what that might be, how they can do that?
Well, I mean, they can be cloaked and be right beside you. I think they are flesh and blood, but I think they're also interdimensional or whatever. So I think they can come in and out. And I think sometimes you catch him in that kind of midway state or whatever.
Mm.
Maybe that's where he was when he was black or whatever. But that's, does that answer what?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think probably the more questions you have, the more, I think daily you probably have more questions, don't you?
Well, you know
what?
The
more
you learn out there, the more you learn out there, the more you question, and then it's almost like you're back to square one. It never stops, no.
Right, because learning about them cloaking and learning about all these other, you know, things. I mean, a lot of people believe they're just out in the woods, but you've had them actually come to your home, correct?
Yeah. Can I actually, can you keep that thought in your head and remind me of that?
Okay, go ahead. Sure.
But you kickstart something in my head here as far as them cloaking, whatever. Probably, and this also has something to do with glyphs and whatever too. This is a really neat story. So my friend and I were coming back, and I'll try to make it fast, from a couple nights camped out way back in the woods and whatever. And we have some neat little things happen and stuff. And anyway, so we're headed back, and the dirt trail across the path on the way out is maybe a dozen feet across at the most. Well, I'm looking straight ahead, and maybe 20 feet ahead of me, I see nothing for about three quarters of it. And then three quarters of the way across the path, a fully materialized Sasquatch. I mean, hairs, everything fully materialized, like completely materialized. And I could see, like, the muscles in the back, the arms, the legs, back of the head. And I said to my friend, did you see that Sasquatch? Like, you know, quite surprised, obviously, right? Mm. And he said, "You mean that little Toto dog?" Or that little, he didn't say Toto dog, but he meant like that little dog. And we, you know, I kind of figured out it was kind of like a little Toto dog that he saw. But the thing was, is that there was nobody else around there. There was no dog. Mm. Once we got up to where it walked off, because it walked off in behind a tree and walked up the slope, it was quite open there. We were there within seconds, and, you know, it was absolutely no dog. So it was a Sasquatch that presented itself to me, because I was ready to see it. I was a little further along the path or whatever, and presented itself to him as a dog. And I've actually heard that from other people who said the same thing, right?
Hmm. That's interesting. I've heard that with the orbs as well, and I've heard that as well with the mind speak, that a couple would hear the same thing, a couple people would hear the same thing, and other people in the same area wouldn't hear anything.
Yeah, and when I was first going out with my friend, and I've still got more to the story, but quickly, when I was first going out with my friend, he was constantly, not constantly seeing them, but he saw them four or five times, you know, when I was faced the wrong way or whatever, until I finally saw one. And it was just that time for him, right? He just wasn't at that point yet or whatever. And it's just kind of funny how they do things. So.
It is. They pick and choose, yeah. And they decide. They very interesting. And you also believe they're highly, highly intelligent.
Absolutely. But let me just, this ties a couple things in the end of the story. So at the end of the day, I saw the guy cross the path. We went to a little place where I said, let's check this out, because there's quite often some activity there, and the kids play around there, and there's quite often some structures and stuff and new stuff, evidence that they've been around. So, you know, finish off a nice day and do that. And it was actually quite dark when we went in there. But there was also a full moon, so it was bright enough that I can actually see. But in any event, we're walking along, and I've got one of those headlamps on my head, you know, with the swivel on it. And a thought came into my head, or was placed in my head, I'm going to say. But, I mean, that's how it works, and so I'll just say it was placed in my head. To turn my light on, and the thought was, I wonder if they left a glyph or something here, right? Because along this roadway, whatever we're looking, quite often they do leave them. And that thought just came into my head, and I turned on the headlamp immediately. And the swivel was pointed right down to the path below me, and right down below my feet, illuminated, was a perfect foreglyph, which is Fortuna, one of the guys from my clan there. And I immediately knew what it was telling me. It was telling me that was Fortuna, who I saw across the path, and actually was the guy that had been with us for a few days when we were camping and stuff and had some things happen. So it's kind of how they let you know stuff, right?
And do they let you know their names? Is that how you guys come up with the names of them? Do they say, hey, this is who I am? You get that thought placement?
You know what? That's another thing about how I know about how they do their letters or whatever, or do their messages according to what you understand. Mm-hmm. Because, no, actually, you know, some people who get more of the mind speak, I get more like thought placement. I have had mind speak maybe half a dozen times. There's, Jesus, some pretty good stories with that, too. But, yeah, so what was your question again?
I'm just going to let you go there. I don't remember what it was now because I keep going forward, but I got to tell you, I love the thought placement, because I have had that too, where there's just a thought, boom, given to you. And then there's the mind speak where you get the words. And I just love that. Well, let me, there's a ton of great pictures in there, everybody, just because of time. And, you know, I got to tell you, Brian's got so many stories from so many different perspectives from so many years, and he's about 10 minutes away from the areas he goes into, and he's constantly going out there and being a part of this. So story after story, picture after picture, you got to go to his Facebook for sure and see all these wonderful things that he has. But I want to make sure I ask you this just for time, because, you know, we have one more segment coming up with you, but I gotta know, because this is something, you know, I hear a lot of the stories. I totally get the mind speak. I totally get, love the thought placement. Absolutely agree with that. Love the glyphs and the messages. It is such a new part of it for me to look and find and go, yep, here it is, because it's so intricate and is so on purpose. You know, it's not just, you just don't see that, these little art pieces of art work. But they, to me, and I don't know that I want this, I don't know I'm ready for it anyway, and they would decide, right? But them going to your home with you, is this a cool thing, a scary thing, a, whoa, let me get used to this kind of thing? Why do they do that, and what does it do for you? Is it comforting?
Okay, well, actually, that will lead me into a couple more of these pictures, too, how they do go to, how they can go anywhere and let you know that they're there. So anyway, yeah, as far as going to your home, I've had all kinds of glyphs show up at my home, like right outside my door and whatever, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like in town, like in a town. My girlfriend actually just had, when she first moved in, she got a little doll that they left right inside the house. And she got a similar one on a Sasquatch camp out a couple of years previous to that. She got a little doll. But, you know, she was just out of the kitchen, came back, and there was this little doll actually placed on the floor that had not been there. And do you want to look at the picture for that? That's image 14.
Image 14? Okay. Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I mean, believe me, I don't take a leap of faith with any of this stuff. It happens so much.
So often. Absolutely.
That it's you know, it's not like it's just random. Like, it's not like a one-time kind of thing.
Coast to Coast AM, you're listening to Connie Willis here and Brian Bland. More to come here as we talk about the spiritual Sasquatch and the language of the Sasquatch. We're talking about glyphs. Once again, with Brian Bland. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. I got a tweet. I'm sorry. I don't do that a lot. I need to do that more. I got a Twitter or a tweet. I got a tweet saying, hey, where's Willis? I love that. There's nobody that says it better, though, than George Norrie. So I really, I always picture him saying it when somebody says it or I read it somewhere. But I am at BlueRockTalk.com. That's where you can find me, BlueRockTalk.com. And like I said before, go over there now. I've been doing a YouTube channel for a long time, and I'm still doing that, but I've created this great interactive website, and I hope that you guys go there, BlueRockTalk.com, especially while I have it set up for free for you. So that's where you can go. And thank you so much for being over there and then cracking those great jokes of where's Willis. Thank you. I love the personality of all you guys. Thank you kindly. So Brian Bland is who we're talking to about the language of Sasquatch and the different messages and the way they communicate with us, as well as the relationship and the connections that we have with them. Just the fact that they're extremely spiritual. And he's also let us know that he weeps quite a bit. But that's great, Brian. I think that's a wonderful thing. If you go to our website, you're going to see a lot of the neat glyphs that he's got a ton of pictures, but he sent us 15 and we have them featured. So take a look at them. And Brian, just for lack of time, you said you had, and thank you for those pictures. Now, you said you had a really neat story that you wanted to make sure you told before you had to go. So I want to make sure you get to do that.
Can I just finish up this one? It's going to take.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Right. Yes.
No, because it's quite.
Of course.
Okay. The yes. little figure 14, right? The little guest.
I love it. Yeah.
This was a few days after Sue moved in, so they're always thinking about stuff like that, and they can leave these things anywhere. I've had them left in parking lots in Portland and Seattle. They'll follow you anywhere. It doesn't really matter where you are. They can leave them anywhere. So anyway, go to 13. That was left at her front door just a few days ago. Now, you know, people who aren't educated in gloves, they say it looks like some sticks or whatever, but anyway, Connie, that's a glyph 110%.
Yes. I see them now because you guys have been teaching me about these things.
And so there's a close-up of it in 15, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what it is.
So
that's
anyway,
a
like I'm saying, they can leave these anywhere. I mean, you know, they've left them by my car in a hotel parking lot kind of thing or whatever when it was, you know, kind of thing. So
they're very interesting. They really do take advantage of what the materials are that are just in nature, and mm-hmm. they create this little message, and it's just yep. fascinating.
And actually, they left one the day my mother died, and the next day, to show support. So they're very loving. So,
wow,
you know, when they connect with you in that way, they're extremely loving. That was there's so many stories, Connie, and so many different ways we could go. But yeah, we don't have time. So let's get into a neat one with you know, that is about glyphs and is about my initial that I made and took out there to see what they would do with it, see what, if they would change things around, right?
Yeah.
So I was talking on a, I guess it's a radio show, some kind of radio show, 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
And the lady on it suggested, why don't you make your own glyph, leave it out there and see what they do? You know, and I
smart lady.
Something I had thought about anyway. But anyway, so I started going out and I started leaving my own version of it. And I noticed that they started changing it around, or they would make their own version of it a little bit different. But they were playing with it that way. And one day, I went out and I saw an amazing glyph. And it was like, this one was like a big, huge message. I don't have too many pictures of that. If you want, you know, people want to go to my Facebook page, whatever, or get a hold of me, I can show them, like, some of them are like huge sentences or whatever, and they got a bunch of intricate stuff. But this one was like that. And it had my initial in it, B, because I just decided a simple B. It had A in there, all woven in for RE. It had H, who was his daughter, Rajasay. It had 4 for Fortuna. It had like 4 or 5 clan members all woven into it, all connected as family. And it had a roof of protection over the top, which meant that we're all one, we're all connected, we're family, we've adopted you, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was like an immediate mental image, like it was telepathic, but there's an energy connected to these glyphs too, because thought is energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to get too much into that, but you understand what I mean.
Yes.
So anyway, so I was really excited. So I went back home, and I put everything on Facebook, share everything openly. So I was putting all my images on Facebook, and in those days I was taking, you know, like 160 pictures a day or something. Like, it was, people were cracking jokes like, oh, only 100 pictures today, Blend, or something, you know, like kind of thing, right? But a lot of pictures. So I put 160 pictures on Facebook, including that one, and I'm talking about it with Tom Cantrell, who you know, and my girlfriend Sue. We're all online talking about it. So Tom and I were doing a little project on the glyphs at the time. So he saved that particular picture to his hard drive because he knew it was important. It was a real important personal message for me, you know, where I could read the message, where they were telling me we're family. You know, it's a special connection kind of thing, and kind of I don't know if it's a breakthrough, but you know, it was something exciting. So we're talking about it, and Sue's on line two. And I sent the picture also to her Facebook chat box, right? You know, and we're talking on Facebook, the little private chat.
Yeah.
Cut and paste it, and I sent it there, and we're talking. We're all talking about it and how excited I was about it. So about 5 minutes goes by. All of a sudden, I noticed, wait a minute, that picture is not on Facebook anymore, right? So every other picture, all 159 other pictures were on Facebook, but that one was gone. It was removed off Tom's hard drive. Okay. He had saved it to his hard drive. It was gone from there. It was gone from the chat box where I shared it with Sue, my girlfriend. And I checked my actual physical camera, and all 159 other pictures were on there except that one. It was gone from there. So it was instantly removed at the same time from four different devices or whatever. So,
wow.
That gave me a big hint as to what their capabilities are. And, yes. And I think there's a time kind of thing involved on that too. But I mean, you know, it'd be a whole other subject.
No, I think you're right about that with time. We had done something called Blue Rock Talk Bafflers, and I did it. I actually launched it here on Coast to Coast. It was great with Lori Williams, who's a remote viewer, and her target was Bigfoot. I showed her. It was Bob Giblin's, Patty picture, and she remote viewed it, and, you know, of course, not knowing what it was, but she started talking about one of the things she discussed was that they were really good with time. They could go in and out of time. They could show up last Tuesday and, you know, come back again on Thursday and go, you know, in and out of time. And that's where it actually made sense to where some people, would find some of these glyphs right where they were going to walk that they knew were for them and gifts as well as glyphs. And they said, how did they know that I was going to be there by the river today? Because I didn't even know before an hour ago. How did they put that there for me? I think that's amazing.
And no, that rings the bell completely. That's absolutely true. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I've even seen them change them right while I was there.
Really?
I wait for a second, and then it was changed.
Something.
And the funny thing was, in retrospect, I started thinking about it, and you know, like I said, they'll place a thought in your head, and then they'll educate you on it, and they'll bring you up to speed immediately, or they'll go along until suddenly it all adds up. And that was a time thing too that I was thinking about.
Amazing.
You know, and so then.
So let me ask you something off subject of what we're talking about. Okay, I'm going to take you somewhere else. So you learn a lot about them. You're learning about the messages and the communication, the relationship and all that. What about, have you, through all of this, learned more about who we are as humans?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that was one of, like, I got zapped with this thing that I call the Love Zap or whatever, and they
that sounds nice. The Love Zap. I like it.
The Love Zap.
La, 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 la.
Kind of like the Love Boat on
that's right.
Energy style. But anyway, and it was a moment where it was like an epiphany or whatever. I knew instantly we're all one and we're all connected. And, and it was like I was vibrating on a different vibration or something. I couldn't feel any of the negative emotions that keep us in those lower vibrations or whatever. It was like I just knew we were all one and all connected, and it was like such a feeling and such a loving universal feeling. Actually, for about 20 minutes all I could do was go, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. It was like really amazing.
I like that. So, we're going to be calling you in the future Brian the Weeper Bland, I guess, or something. You're not bland at all. Hey, listen, just to close out here, I want to say thank you for joining us and giving us a little bit more insight on glyphs and teaching us that. And I know you have bazillions of pictures, and I love it because they're beautifully taken. They really are. You're a wonderful photographer, and you've got an incredible eye, and you've got an open, great heart, and don't ever worry about weeping. That's okay. So can you tell us how we can find you?
Well, you can just find me on Brian Blonde on Facebook, and, I'm willing to talk about anything Sasquatch related or whatever on there. I've got all my pictures are for free, kind of thing.
Okay.
Sometimes glyphs are a good way for people to make a connection with Sasquatch.
Yeah.
There's been a few times I've told guys, go out and make your own personal glyph. Just design it. Personal to you, just let them know that it's you. And they've had surprising results. They've gone back and it's started a little communication back and forth.
Yeah, I know that we would do that with someone, Squatch Man, in Kentuckiana. We would put, like, he would have these logs across the creek, and he would put different rocks up, and even, like, I might add a grapefruit or a little pomegranate or something, and then, you know, come back and to see what has happened. And when you very first start doing this, if any of you start going out with people in their hot spots, first of all, never tell the secrets of those places. But when you go and you're privileged to do that in these areas, and when people say, look, we set up the rocks like this, now they've changed, and you think, oh yeah, yeah, right, okay, a little Boy Scout went by and did this, or, you know, a raccoon grabbed one. No, I mean, really, you will think that at first when you first get into this, but then at one point you'll go, holy cow, and you'll start freaking out. You just will. It's amazing. It's amazing. Stuff is real. So thank you for bringing in all this insight. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We hardly even scratch the surface, really. But
I know it. Well, I'm going to have you on Blue Rock Talk, so that's cool. And we'll definitely have you back here on Coast to Coast in the future. So don't be worrying about that. Now, so you tell me about the conference that's coming up that you're going to be at.
Oh, well, I'm going to be doing my first PowerPoint presentation. Got Sue to help me with, and I thought, geez, I'm no good at doing stuff like this, and I had a gas designing it. So. Hopefully it'll be, with a little bit of sense of humor and getting the points across. It'll be on gloves and stuff as well, but it'll be on their message. As much as you can pack into 50 minutes.
Okay, and where's this going to be and when?
Beg your pardon?
When and where?
Where is it?
Yes.
Uh-oh, you're asking me a hard question. Where is the conference?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. You can put that down on your website in the future, and or your Facebook.
Wait a minute. I might have it here.
It's going to be in Washington. It's going to be at the end of April.
In Washington, yeah.
And they can look it up on your Facebook.
So yeah, everybody, I'll post it on my Facebook, okay?
Okay, great. All right, Brian Bland, everybody. Brian, thank you very much for showing up, and thank you for being a part of Coast to Coast and sharing all your thoughts and your weeping with us. You take care. So that's Brian Bland, everybody, on Coast to Coast. And I caught him off guard. I didn't want to embarrass him too much by doing that. I thought, hey, yeah, that's okay. We'll throw it out to you, and we'll get it on the Facebook. So. It's amazing, these glyphs, though. I really wanted you guys to meet him, as a lot of people look up to him as the number one guy with glyphs and the messages. And if you do go to his Facebook, you won't believe the amount of picture after picture after picture. And when you start seeing them, and you can see that they can be even less than an inch, and then gigantic structures. You just, when you start walking in the woods, doesn't mean you're always going to see one of these things if they're there. And it doesn't, and it's not even easy to find a footprint unless it's at the right exact moment. Okay. I mean, everything's got to be right. It's got to be right where there's dirt and not a whole lot of other things, and it's wet enough and, everything just to get a print. Because if you go out in the woods, the little foliage is not easy for prints. So, but what is easier to find are these structures and these glyphs. But you got to know what you're looking for. And so hopefully, I've been helping you with that, learning from different people some of these things to look at when you're in the woods. Because to me, out of all the things out there to look at, to find, with whether it's ghosts, UFOs, aliens, whatever, I think the easiest thing to really find is the Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, the hairy people. So we'll keep continuing to educate you here. You're listening to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. And guess what? We've got the Psychic Profiler coming up next. That's Robbie Thomas. Stay with us.